Imagine after Mass this morning, you go have some coffee with a friend or a sibling or somebody you know well. And your friend or sibling you're talking to says, hey, people are talking about you. They say that you're a bit righteous. People are saying that you're a bit righteous. Will you be offended, or will you be affirmed in that accusation, in that description? More than likely, you'll be saying, I'm not righteous. Tell me more. When most of us hear the word righteous, we hear a word in our mind that we don't want it to be used to describe us, because oftentimes we're thinking of the self-righteous, holier than thou, however else you want to say it, that we're coming off in a way that we don't necessarily want to come off. But in the biblical sense of the word righteous, it should be something that every single one of us deeply desires and strives for and wants. That we want to be righteous, not the self-righteousness that the world may have in its mind or we may have in our mind, but true righteousness in the biblical sense means this: being in a right relationship with God. That's what righteousness is. I'm in a right relationship with God, that I'm in union with God, that He and I are in this special, unique, life-giving relationship. And Jesus today in the gospel says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And so from our Lord's own mouth is this encouragement to be righteous in its proper understanding, namely relationship with God. And Jesus offers us today a bit of a roadmap, if you will, as to what that looks like. He says, you have heard that it was said, you shall not kill. But I say to you, if you're angry with your brother, you're liable to judgment. What's going on here? What Jesus constantly is doing is intensifying the law of old. He's intensifying the law of Moses. And he's saying it's not just about what you do, if you kill, what you do in your actions. What I'm looking for, Jesus is saying, is conversion on the level of the heart. Where does killing come from? It comes from some kind of dysfunction or disorder on the level of the heart, on the interior level. So the kind of conversion, yes, of course, Jesus doesn't want us to kill. That's obvious enough. But that's not enough. That'll never be enough. What Jesus is looking to do in each and every human heart is conversion on the interior level. That killing comes from a place in the heart that hasn't been converted. That sin comes from some place in the heart that has not yet been converted. And so as we're going to prayer, as we're thinking about this great question, God, what are you doing in my life? Where do you need to work? Let's ask the question, where do I need conversion at the level of the heart? Where is there some dysfunction in our own interior life? That's the place Jesus wants to work. That's the place He wants to provide for us. That's the place He wants to make us truly righteous.